October 9th through October 10th. Jeff just said, quote, "What are you going to write? We are staring at fat chicks in swimsuits," end quote. That is what we are doing. We are on a beach, Flamengo in Salvador, drinking some beers on the beach at an outdoor cafe. People here sit in tiny swimsuits all day at plastic tables with umbrellas, eating and drinking. Our big travel day was very long. It was 4 flights, Cusco to La Paz to Santa Cruz to Sao Paulo to Salvador. We started at 9 a.m. and arrived at 1 a.m. Slept till noon, went out to the historic downtown and had lunch and buckets of beer at a cool outdoor cafe. They had great live music, watched people dance, met a girl I'm seeing tonight, Marcia. We also walked down the cobblestone streets and found a great live concert tucked away in one of the plazas, fended off aggressive prostitutes. The music and dance scene is really amazing here. Salvador is way different than Peru. First of all, 80% of the people are black. It is much rawer than I expected. Feel a bit out of place. Met Mark Swanson's girlfriend, Lena, and her friend, Hinata, for dinner last night. Lena is very cool and helping us with figuring out what to do. Although not hard, just go out and party. October 11th through the 13th. Been having some fun. On the 11th, I met a girl for a drink, Marcia. I had met her the day before when Jeff and I went to that cafe in Pelourinho. She spoke no English and I know no Portuguese. It was pretty funny. Our conversations consisted of muito bom, very good, and I like you, or I really like you. We hit it off. She took me to a dinner slash dance club where they had a great percussion band, all different types of percussion. And we danced our butts off. She reminded me of a young Charo lookalike. She was pretty. Next day, had an awesome breakfast, so many kinds of fruit, and went to another great show that night called Olodum, a huge percussion production. Way, way cool. It is in the Pelourinho at a club where they always perform, kind of an institution. They had a warm-up band that I loved, and then Olodum. They made a big show with the drums, and all the songs have this incredible drum bass line. The songs are reggae, African-inspired. The singers had Bob Marley shirts, and they had the African colors. It lasted for 4 hours, and everyone sweated, very crowded. Remember one song where the guy sang, "Ludo." Met some local girls in a small bar afterwards and their cousin. We got invited to play football with them and we are headed out the door now. Should be interesting. Explored Pelourinho today. October 14th through the 18th. Soccer didn't work out because we got the wrong time. Spent the last days going out each night and sleeping till noon. Feel like a fat, good-for-nothing slob. Went to the beach a few days, but just drank beer. Still kind of fun. Went to the locals' beaches these times. Walked around the town as well. Went to an African dance show one night. Combined martial arts. Pretty cool. At the end, they grabbed a few of the spectators to join them on stage, and I was one of them. Pretty fun or funny. Off to Rio today. Jeff and I are looking forward to the change. We have seen and done about all you can do here. So Salvador was really, really cool. One of my favorite parts of the trip. I remember sitting, when we first got there, we went to the old town called Pelourinho. And it's this old square. It's like from the 1500s or 1600s. So colonial, Portuguese colonial. They have like a church there. And on the square, there was an outdoor bar. And Jeff and I just sat there. And I think it was probably like a Sunday. And so what I really liked is everybody just showed up, you know, as families, all ages, you know, older people, again, all ages, and local. And they had a band, and people got up and danced and drank. And we just sat there at a table with this bucket full of beers, and it's warm outside. and we just drank and had, you know, it was really cool. And and I remember they would always, at the end of the song, they'd always go "Asuka," which I means sugar, which I guess they're saying sweet. And so slang, obviously. And, you know, it felt very, I said raw, but it felt like about as far away from my hometown as any place I had been, you know. And on this trip, I went to Africa, and it felt almost like closer to Africa. And when I was in Africa, we pretty much saw just the wildlife. I mean, we did see some of the city, but not a lot. So this kind of felt like a cultural experience in Africa. I mean, 80% of the people there are of African descent because they were brought over as slaves for the sugar plantations. And these are some of the earliest Africans brought to the new world as slaves. So it's this ancient culture, not ancient, but old. And the music is very African inspired. And it just felt very, very different and very, very cool. And we just went on to really enjoy the music and learning some Portuguese, and like oi, hello, and obrigado is thank you. I can't remember other stuff. But that night we went out, and right around there they had all this music going on. It was like this smorgasbord of live music. I remember we went around the corner, and there was kind of this like the backside of a bar, like an outdoor patio, and they kind of had a stage, and they had this band playing, and I mean, people were standing up and dancing like all over. It wasn't just like people in one spot, you know. They were here, they were there, but everybody was together. It was very like communal, and that's how that outdoor cafe I was describing felt as well. And I always felt like, man, it would be so cool to have that back home, like on a Sunday, have an outdoor place where you could go and dance, you know. And I'm still looking for that. Haven't found it yet. But so just really enjoyed it. And when we first got there, we went to the beach one day. It's a very tropical Salvador. And we bused it about an hour north of town to a tropical beach, and that's, you know, when I started my description there or diary, that's where we were. And we went to several other beaches that were more in town, and they have these plastic tables and, you know, plastic chairs, and you just sit there, and they have these big beers, and they give you these little koozies, and you know, it's so hot, but you sit there, and these, you know, we just sat there and drank beer. It was quite the life. But I had a kind of a little romance, which was pretty fun. So the women in Brazil are all beautiful, and the Portuguese is just it's a great language. But anyway, when we were at that outdoor cafe, there was a table in between us and the band, so they're kind of in our line of sight. And they were like three sisters and a couple young kids. And one who was kind of the younger sister, I guess, she's probably in her early 20s. She and I were making eye contact, something I had learned in Norway on my travels. And she kind of looked at me, and I looked at her, and, you know, I smiled and she smiled. And anyway, nothing happened. And Jeff and I are just sitting there drinking our beers and then she gets up, and she looks at me as she gets up and kind of stares at me, and she walks to the bathroom. And I'm not that quick, so like 10 seconds later, I'm like, could she have meant for me to follow her to the bathroom? No, who would do that, right? It never crossed my mind. I'm pretty naive. So I thought, well, I'd never forgive myself if I didn't find out. So to me, it was kind of like some big leap of faith to get up and walk over to the bathroom. I don't know why, but I did. And there was kind of like a little foyer there. And I walk in, and I look to my right, and there she is. She's just standing there, and she's smiling at me. And she kind of laughs, and I laugh. And she says, I like you. And that's about all the English I think she knew. So I guess she had done this before. I don't know. Or maybe your sisters told her what to say. But I said, I like you. And I got her phone number. And so anyway, the next day I call and I speak with her sister. And we arrange to meet at that same outdoor cafe the next night in the evening, like 6 o'clock or something. So I go with Jeff because, I mean, I kind of didn't think she'd show up. So there she is. And Jeff and I, so we all have a beer. And I brought my, I had a few printed out translations, Portuguese to English. And she had a little book of Portuguese to English, or mine was obviously English to Portuguese. And anyway, so after a beer, Jeff left, and she and I exchanged, you know, kind of went through these whatever was on the list and kind of tried to have a conversation. But what you find when you have a romance with someone who doesn't speak your language and you don't speak theirs is that after a while, the easiest thing becomes just to kiss. So basically, we did a lot of that night, and I learned a few words. So we would kiss, and she would say, "Beijo, beijo, muito bom, beijo." Very good kisses. I'll always remember that. And then so we went on to have like a really fun night. And another thing that I thought was funny is everywhere we went that night, poor Jeff was there. So he couldn't escape us. So we went around to this little place where Jeff and I had seen the outdoor bands the night before. And so Masia and I are there. And of course, we're kissing. And I see Jeff and I can see him just like looking at me like, ah. And I think I ran into him like a couple more times that night. But anyway, that was a great romance, and I always remember muito bom, beijo, and a few other words maybe I'd forgotten. And we took a taxi to this dinner club, and everybody was there having dinner. And then we had dinner, and then they clear the tables, and it's like this big band, and we were out there just having a great time dancing. And yeah, we never met up again. I mean, you know, I was only there for another 3 nights, and Jeff and I just kind of get caught up doing our thing. And anyway, I have a little in my diary here. I have a little it's a little bar napkin from Masia, and it's dated the 11th of October 2004 with her lipsticks imprint on this thing. Cantina da Luna, desde 1945, Bar y Restaurante, Tierra de Jesus, number 2, Salvador, Bahia, Brazil. Oh, povo, qua now, pizer. Anyway, I won't say it. But anyway, that was a fun night. And and by the way, we stayed in this hotel in Salvador called, I can't remember the name of it, but it was really nice. And Mark Swanson, my friend from the Bay Area, and he's kind of my musical advisor. He loves music, and he had been down to Salvador a few years earlier for Carnival. And there's a famous guy in Brazil called Carlinhos Brown. And Mark befriended him and got to hang out with him. And anyway, Mark met Lena, and they were engaged to be married. And Lena was still in Brazil when I was there, and she showed Jeff and I around. And so she and her girlfriend took Jeff and I to a nice seafood restaurant one night. And then we went to this cool, in Pelourinho, there's this institution called Oladum, and it's like, and I think Carlinhos Brown was instrumental in this. He had a band called there's a band called Oladum, but there's a band called Timbalada, and they have these, I call it a drum corps. There's like 10 of these drums, and they're, you know, you can imagine the sounds. And then they have like a R&B band on top of it. And anyway, we went to Oladum, and I remember they like everybody like would dance together, like a big group kind of line dance thing. And then when the bands, you know, when the real band started, everybody just like got down, and it was
It was great fun. And yeah, I loved the music scene in Salvador Bahia, and very tropical, and not sure what else to say, but really good time in Salvador Bahia. And Julie and I went back actually for the World Cup 2014, and with Mark Swanson, and we saw Carlinhos Brown in kind of his little venue. He has a place he plays all the time, and that was pretty cool because he played an album, which is an album I have, and anyway, it's pretty exciting because Mark loved it too. And yeah, anyway, I digress.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.